The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today's theme is star power. Joining me later in the show are culinary celebrities Zoran Kilsara, Tommaso, and Chef Doug of Tommy V's Urban Bar and Kitchen to tantalize your taste buds. Marcy Byrne, Ken and Marcy Marg, National Marketing Directors of Envato International, will help you launch your brand and your business by harnessing the power of group buying and social media networking. And now our very own Michelle Kors, 6 degrees, hero of our horoscopes, psychic astrologer Joseph Anthony. He's laughing over there.
Wow.
What on you like that?
That's quite an
you
intro.
Are our official horoscope on my newsletter. But what is going on in the world? Are you feeling like something's a bit off and you don't believe in Mercury retrograde? Mainstream to metaphysical, we will make you a believer. I'm your host, Michelle Kors. If you have a question or comment for our guest, I think, Joseph, are we even going to be doing some little mini readings today, maybe, perhaps?
Sure.
Awesome. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. In front of you following us on Facebook, I'll post that number out there again so you can call us. So, Joseph, so exciting. It's been a really, really long time, and thank you for your patience. Been wanting to have you on the show for several months now, but you're always one of my favorite guests because, one, the hour just flies by, and there's just so much incredible information to talk about, and I love, again, that mainstream to metaphysical. One of my goals always for the show is to open people's minds. So if you're very mainstream focused, that's wonderful, but maybe you should be open to the other side and vice versa. Because if you're wondering, you know, Mercury retrograde is one of my favorite things to talk about because, number one, I'm a triple Virgo. That means my sun, the planet Mercury, and Pluto are all in Virgo. Plus, I was born in August, which is ruled by Mercury. And I'm in media, which is also ruled by Mercury. So Mercury is the planet of communication. And whenever I put that out there, oh, Mercury's in retrograde, some people, you know, oh, mind over matter. And I mean, you can adjust how your attitude is towards something, but you can't tell me you're not having problems with your cell phone, communication, email, crazy stuff going on, car engines, batteries, you know. So it's just, and so now my non-believer friends will call me about 3-4 times a year and go, is Mercury in retrograde? I'm like, uh-huh, can you tell?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely, it happens 3 or 4 times a year where
Mercury represents communication of all sorts, from written contracts and agreements to electronics to any form of communication where you're communicating with another person.
Yeah.
So, and Mercury is said to go retrograde 3 or 4 times a year. And when that happens, it's like the planet is fallen behind the Earth in the sky. And the energy is weakened, so to speak. And this is all based upon these planets actually reflecting or somehow changing the energy of this of our Earth, the magnetic fields of the Earth, or shifting our awareness, whatever it is real. And I mean, every astrologer that I know, when they get into astrology and they try and test this theory, they always wind up seeing it play itself out. And it's not just mind over matter. There's just times where it makes no sense whatsoever. Like, I just bought this brand new computer. Why isn't it working? You know, or you know, the phone not being able. I remember years ago, I had this one client I needed to call back, and the phone just would not act right. It just would not. I couldn't connect with her. You know, they called me back, and we went back and forth, and nothing. And it just kept going back and forth. And I was like, this is ridiculous. Then I realized Mercury was retrograde. You know, but Mercury is very important. But this month, not only is Mercury retrograde, this is, you folks that have my newsletter, this is a major month for energy and shifting and consciousness and whatever you want to call it. Along with Mercury being retrograde, we also have a full moon today.
At 11:47 p.m., which is my birth time.
No, I think it is it tonight? I don't remember exactly. I don't have my
firmness. Right. Yeah.
It might either be this morning or tonight, but it's 11:47. But what we have is we have not only Mercury being retrograde, but Mercury is opposing Neptune. Okay? Oppositions in astrology cause tension. And Neptune represents fantasy, delusion, deception, you know, like this, you know, fogginess. And since Mercury represents communication and our perception, and it's opposing Neptune, the planet of fantasy, delusion, you know, it's like we're in the fog. Our minds are like feeling like, oh, wow, what's happening? I don't know. I don't understand. It's like we can't get a clear perception about what's happening.
So it's not just the Arizona heat.
No, exactly. Well, that adds to it. But no, it's not just the Arizona heat. And then on top of that, this entire week, we've had this sort of T-square. In astrology, when two planets are opposing each other and a third planet sort of interjects with that, there's what's called a T-square. That also causes tension. And this T-square has been affected this entire week. So think about this, folks. The dynamics between Mercury being retrograde against Neptune, the fantasy illusion planet, the T-square that's taking place, and on top of that, we have a full moon coming in, which is happening today. So talk about pressure. Talk about like feeling the weight of the world on our shoulders.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
yeah. I feel it too. But you know what I tell clients and friends is not to go to that place where you start feeling sorry for yourself, or you start thinking it's the end of the world, or nothing's going to happen. Don't go to that place. You just say, "I'm going to do the best I can. This too shall pass." You know, I understand this is a cycle. You know, because it is. It's a cycle, and this month is a heavy cycle.
Well, let's talk about cycles, too, because, again, anybody listening that heard the word planet and then decided they were going to tune out, it's crazy to me how disconnected we are. Or when you think astrology or psychics or what's going on in the world planetarily doesn't affect you, because we live our entire lives usually by the clock on our cell phone. By the way, the clock is determined by the spinning of the Earth around the sun. Therefore, you know, everything that we do, the time of day, what day it is, what hour it is, what year we're in, is determined by the planets. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we are so busy. And here's what I noticed for me, and it's also that, you know, those people out there that are type A personalities, but because we have so much responsibility and because we're so plugged in, I mean, there used to be a time where if you weren't home, you missed a phone call and you'd get to it when you got home. Well, now that you have a cell and now that you probably have email on your cell and text messaging and God knows what else, we're expected to also be available 24/7. And we've kind of haven't been probably practicing healthy boundaries about not being available 24/7. But if we were farmers, we used to honor when it was morning and then what it was night and when we planted and when we reaped and what versus when we sowed. And we had this, but we are just like on overdrive going 24/7. And what Mercury retrograde had allowed me to do, because I would recognize it when I worked at a 9-to-5 job and I worked at a station boom, all the, I mean, I had a good 80, no, probably like 90%, 95% of my contracts close all the time. All of a sudden, I'd notice like three or four contracts fall through, and I'd be like, when is it? And I'd look up Mercury retrograde, and sure enough, I was smack in the middle of it. And so I could see, I could sense the pattern. Plus, I'd notice other things in communication, that little things would be blown up, out of proportion, fights, you name it, you know. And, you know, when we were farmers, we recognized that there's only so much we could do with the time in a day or the season. And so Mercury retrograde is a time to stop, not plant new seeds, not get into new agreements, relationships of any kind, personal, professional, but to clean up anything that's been bugging us. Organize that sock drawer. Fix that picture you've been wanting to hang. Clean out the garage. So it's an incredible time to revisit.
Absolutely, especially with relationships and contracts. What you want to do is you want to finish up, you want to review, you want to make sure everything is in order. And you're right, you don't want to sign any new contracts or agreements. If you started the project, you know, in the non-retrograde period, that's fine. You know, but again, signing, you know, finalizing documents in the Mercury retrograde or agreements or buying new electronics is not suggested, because it's not that they won't work out, but there's always something that'll go wrong, or there's a glitch, or may not work out the way you want it, or you've overlooked some information and so on. But you're absolutely right about how we've gotten so far away from what natural reality is, you know, the natural cycles of the universe. You know, I constantly talk about what this energy is, what we call God. And I don't want to get into religion, but what God is, and this is science talking about this. This is the ancient cultures talking about it. Whatever God is, it's a source of energy that we're all connected to and is within us. So we are just part of this cycle. We are part of this so-called God. And we keep forgetting that, because we're being bombarded constantly by new information, technology. You know, we got to go make this much money. We have to go contact that person, this person. And what's actually happening to us right now, and this has been going on for a while, but now it's intensifying, is that we are beginning to see what's really important in our lives. And it's not the technology. It's not how much money we have or what we drive or all that other stuff. It is the people in our lives, the experiences that we go through, and how we could, you know, realize that we are part of the universe and we are all connected. It is a giant matrix. You know, you just can't see it all, but it is one giant matrix, all of it, from here all the way out to the source. And the only thing the planets do is they symbolically represent cycles of change and what areas that are taking place. So the way that this source, or this so-called God energy that we have within us and that we're connected to, communicates with us is through symbolism. So we must understand the symbol. I know we were talking off the air about how many people are seeing a 111, you know, are seeing synchronous numbers in order, 333, 222. That is symbolic of something. So you must learn to interpret the language. Okay? So that's what we're coming into. We're coming into greater sort of consciousness or awareness or even psychic ability. We're becoming more aware of everything and everyone. So it's time for us to slow down and pay attention to what's going on in the world and what's going on within us, and to stay centered.
Well, and that's so valuable, because, again, people are probably, maybe they've been affected by the economy. They've made less money. Their client, they've had to reduce their prices, or that's what they think will help. If I cut my prices in half and get twice as many customers, I'll be okay. But that doesn't actually work out. And when we're in that mode of thinking we need to be on and we've got responsibilities and we need to put, you know, a roof over our head and food on the table, you're constantly going. So it's okay to give yourself permission during Mercury retrograde to stop, and you'll actually have the ability to see what seeds you've planted will grow versus pushing and pushing and pushing. I mean, there's a time where you don't water anymore, add any more fertilizer, or keep planting. You have to see what's actually taking, what's growing roots, and what's going to bear fruit in the future. And again, for all of us that, you know, we're working under that energy, it's okay to give yourself permission to stop. And you've got until like the 26th or so to do it.
Well,
and
yeah,
then you can, then you can move forward with new exciting things.
Right now, we're in the planning stage. So whatever you have working right now, or any contracts or agreements or deals, you know, you don't stop doing them. You don't just ignore them. You basically continue to work them. You continue to make small adjustments. And then as soon as Mercury goes out of retrograde, which I believe is the 26th or 27th, you begin to put things in order and in action. You start moving forward in that direction because you're prepared. You're ready to go. But this month is so tricky because, like I said, those three alignments that are occurring. And next week, I promise you, it'll feel a lot better.
Awesome. Actually, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about your newsletter because you offer a free newsletter, complimentary newsletter at planetswithin.com. And I love it because it breaks down what is going on for everyone, what is going on for us individually as our horoscopes, as well as the planetary aspects. So we can kind of go, oh, I'm not crazy. This is the weird energy I'm feeling. It's not just me. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. If you have a comment or a question for our guest, or you'd like a little mini reading, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Hi, Michelle Kors of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. 6 Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit degreesmedia.com.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5, 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free, moving on, moving on.
Welcome back. Well, if anyone can find your place in the sun, it's Joseph Anthony's or Under the Stars. If you have a question or comment for our guests or you'd like a little mini reading, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. And if you're a little shy, you can also visit Planets Within. That's planetswithin.com and sign up for the free complimentary newsletter. We'll talk about that in just a second. We have Susan from Scottsdale calling. Susan, do you have a question for Joseph?
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Joseph. I was just open to what you see. I could use some improvements in my life.
Yeah.
And I know this is a tough time.
Absolutely, Susan. First of all, what's your birthday?
April 6th.
Okay.
And did you need the year?
Please.
1960.
Okay. With your birthday, what I'm getting is that you're all about relationships. Being around people, socializing, you seem to be very well known, or a need to socialize. Does that make any sense?
A little bit. I like living alone, but I like interacting with people.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You're born on the 6th. People on the 6th usually have a strong need to be around people, or they have a lot of people that socialize and have in their inner group. But because you're an Aries, that independence keeps coming up.
Yep.
So it's like, I don't want to socialize. Leave
right.
me alone.
Right.
So you have to balance that.
Yes,
you're going to have to balance that. Personal relationships are an issue for you as well. I don't know if you're married or not.
But looking.
Yeah, but personal relationships are going to be an issue because on the one hand, you have this Aries independence.
Right.
Okay, and then the 6 represents the need for interaction on a personal level. Sort of a physical relationship or a partnership, but it's always an uphill battle.
Well, I can't find the right one.
Well,
I seem to interact with everyone except those who are romantic prospects. I can't find a good one.
Well, you got to ask yourself, first of all, when we attract someone in our lives, we have to first ask ourselves, who am I? What do I really want?
Uh-huh.
And you're projecting a certain amount of energy. You're projecting, it's like your subconscious is being projected out. And the universe is going to bring you that person that sort of mirrors you on the inside. Okay? So if you're mirroring, which it sounds like you are, independence, I'm not sure I want a relationship subconsciously, and you're not creating one, or one is not being drawn to you. But I will tell you this, and everyone else that's listening right now, it's almost as if personal relationships have been pushed down the ladder. The importance now has been, how do I make enough money? Will I be able to pay my expenses and so on? And then personal relationships have been pushed down to the bottom. And the reason being is because we have this sort of fear right now, subconsciously, that we're not sure where we're going. So in turn, we don't necessarily want to bring somebody new into our lives because there is this inherent fear that I've got so much going on here. How can I bring another person into my life and be responsible to entertain and be a part of their lives when I'm not sure where I'm going? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does, but I still want a relationship and I still need a job. But
you don't want one during Mercury retrograde anyway.
I know.
Well, you could take a job during Mercury retrograde. It's just going to be short term.
Right.
And it may not be the one that you want. But
right.
here's the thing for all Aries. And you could go to my website and you'll click on Planets Within. You'll see the newsletter right on the front page.
I get your newsletter, and I'm grateful for it. Every month I scroll down to see, okay, what's happening this month for me?
Well, wonderful. But make sure you read the parts about the planets.
Okay.
And you want to read, especially when Mars is doing something like
okay.
it is right now. Mars is in Cancer,
okay.
which is not very favorable right now for Aries.
Okay,
because it's at a difficult alignment to Aries.
Okay.
So it's bringing up a lot of emotion and feelings from the past for you, Aries.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, but with you in relationships, what I'm feeling is you're trying too hard. What I mean by that is if you intend on developing something, whatever it is, whether it's a relationship or job or whatnot,
okay.
what you do is you meditate on, show me the opportunities that are coming my way, or show me the opportunity for a romantic relationship. Or a long-term romantic relationship, and then you must let it go. You see, people just sit there and they harp on the same thing. What you're doing is when you send that attention out, you're basically telling the universe or God, whatever you want to call it, is that I'm not sure. Keep showing me. Keep telling me. Keep showing me. And the universe keeps giving you back the same energy.
Okay.
You understand?
As opposed to put your order in and let it go.
Exactly.
And then let the universe do its work.
Bingo.
Or let God do its work. Sure.
Exactly. That's how it works. So
sure.
you must, as Deepak Chopra said so eloquently, you must detach yourself from the outcome.
Right.
So once you do that, and it evolves out of nowhere, you're like, oh, okay, I see how it works now. And that's how you do it.
Okay.
So try not to focus so much on that. But with your birthday, you're kind of programmed to think like that, relationship, partnership. I want to be close to people. I want to interact. But you're just going to have to just try and keep that to a personal level. And as far as work goes, I want to tell everyone, with all these economic changing times, and I've talked about this, is that we must learn to adapt. That means, you know, when you're used to making this much money or used to doing that job and you cannot find something or can't make that amount, you must learn to adapt and be flexible. What other skills do I have? How could I utilize my talents? All right, how much could I, you know, go down and what I could accept for income? You know, but it's just being realistic and being flexible. But for you, your focus on work is going to come up in the next month. September is a much better month for Aries in work. Okay?
Good. I'm looking forward to going back to work. But no, I completely agree with adaptable. And I have been. I scale down. So absolutely.
Exactly.
That's easy. I'm used to that.
All right.
Right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you so much, Michelle and Joseph.
All right.
Thank you.
You know, like we were both saying, I love your newsletter because, it's got information for everyone, just saying, be aware. And again, I love opening people's minds to, if you don't think things are affecting you, I notice if I read your information or our friend, you know, Jane Elizabeth, it makes me feel sane and go, oh, that extra energy or stress or disconnect or whatever it might be is going on. And then I cannot take things, you know, as internally and go, oh, I understand this is Mercury retrograde. This is the time to now clean up all those little things that have been on the back of my mind. Go to that to-do list you've been making because it feels really good to cross everything off. Mm-hmm. And that way when we reemerge at the end of the month and you want to give it a couple days, it's like putting a car in reverse and then there's a hesitation before it moves forward. When mm-hmm. wait a couple days after Mercury retrograde is out before moving forward. But again, there's been so much talk, Joseph, and this is something that you spend a lot of time on, and we will take a short break and come back. But, you know, 2012 and the Mayan calendar and all the predictions, and, you know, it was said there, it wasn't that the world was ending. It was just that there will be a shift in consciousness. We're moving into a new age. And if until we can, you know, start truly seeing that we are connected to every human on the planet, we are responsible for everyone. We need to be thinking outside of ourselves. Until we get that, you're going to continue to see these changes. But this is what's happening. It's going to happen no matter what. And you'll see people that aren't team players and really coming together in more of a community. And all this changes, like you said, because our economic situation might be different. We're placing more value on relationships. We're simplifying our lives. We're streamlining. We're getting rid of anything we don't need. A ton of people have shut off their cable. You don't need any of that nasty stuff most of the time anyway. So this is a good time to refresh, regroup, and replenish. So we'll be back on the other side. Again, if you have a question or comment for our very special guest, psychic astrologer Joseph Anthony, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Support for 6 Degrees has been provided by Background Music Productions, specializing in custom music jingles and voiceovers, brand recognition, media imagery, and business advertising. Background Music Productions offers a variety of licensed custom music for use with multimedia projects. For more information, 602-790-0632 or on the web at backgroundmusicproductions.com.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Hey, did you know Voice America has partnered with the Kidstar Network to expand their reach through Voice America Kids? Voice America Kids will feature talk radio for kids by kids, along with special event programming and live broadcasts. Each program is conveniently archived for on-demand listening at any time. Please check our archives for the latest events and happenings on VoiceAmericaKids.com.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally! Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
In the atmosphere, the drops of Jupiter in her head. She acts like summer and walks like rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Since the return of her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June.
In the right direction for you. We're now going to talk about one of my other favorite subjects, because I've actually been, as my friend Danian Brinkley would say, been to Mexico and kicked the tires of the Mayan calendar and many of the pyramids there. But what an incredible feeling. What an incredible sight. And I know so many of you have already heard of the Mayan calendar, and it ends in 2012. But the Mayans were so far ahead of us. They knew, they had determined that Venus takes 519 days to make a complete orbit around the sun. We didn't even know about Pluto until the 1930s. So they had done this hundreds of years before. And just in case, anybody out there, if you're driving, honk if you love Pluto. Pluto is a planet. And Pluto doesn't know that it's been demoted as a planet, because it still is a planet. And most real astrologers didn't vote on that stupid vote they had. So Pluto
is
a planet.
True. Yeah. Well, it's absolutely a planet to us. It symbolically represents. I mean, it's a body. And we use astrology and the planets to symbolize the cycles and understand the cycles. So, yes, Pluto to us is still a planet.
Pluto to Pluto is still a planet, too.
Exactly. It represents powerful changes, just like we see in the 1930s when it was discovered what was going on at that time. You know, and, you know, like you had, you know, the Prohibition, we had invention of the atomic weapons and nuclear weapons. We had gangsters and you know, we had all that stuff going on, and that's what Pluto is associated with.
Joe, what was going on when you discovered Uranus?
Well, that's interesting. When we discovered Uranus, that's in the 1700s.
Some people might not have discovered that yet, but
right, and I believe that was 1763 or somewhere around there. But Uranus is about innovation, and what happened a few years later? We had this, you know, we had the breakaway from England. You know, there was a new country that was formed.
Yeah, March 13th, 1781.
81, exactly. And what had just taken place a few years prior to that? 1776, you know, we had this breakaway from England, and a new country, a new ideology was being formed, a new way of looking at humanity. So, again, Uranus represents massive change from the old way of thinking to new revolutionary ways of thinking, you see. And it's interesting you brought that up, because Uranus right now is in the sign of Aries, which is the self. So we are going through from now until about the middle of the 2019, Uranus will stay in Aries. And what's going to happen during this period is that on a personal level, we will continue to look at the world in a different way, in a more progressive way. And we have to change the way we perceive everything. So this is what's happening on a personal level to each of us. So we have to understand that. And it's just gone into Aries. It's only been there, you know, under a year or so. It's not even been in there that long. So we already begin to see the rioting that's been going on around the world, especially with the youth. Aries also represents the youth and what's going on in England, you know, with the rioting and all that stuff. We see people. Uranus is just all about rebellion. It's all about breaking free from the ties that hold us down. And in the sign of Aries is impulsive. There's a need to break free. There's a need for action. And right now, we are experiencing this. And I made these predictions 2 years ago when I did the original Road to 2012. I said, you're going to see more rioting. You're going to see more economic changes coming. You're going to see more weather-related patterns. And we see all of that right now. This all happening. So we're going to continue to see this pattern, but it's just don't let it affect us. You know, whatever happens to the economy, you must, you know, rely on friends and rely on other situations and be flexible and adapt.
So we are in the last 2 years, of the 26,000-year cycle that the Mayans predicted. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even predicted. They determined mm-hmm. it takes us, our solar system, is that right?
It's the Earth. It's the Earth's wobble, the ecliptic.
Okay, 26,000 years to make one ellipse.
Well, what happens is it's actually 25,900 and I think 20. But what happens is that we go through ages, okay? And what they are saying is that this time is so important because every year we connect with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, okay? They see the center of the Milky Way galaxy as the source of energy or power. Okay. And this alignment every year that takes place is not as bad as not, I don't want to say bad, but it's not as important as this one, as this year, because this year the Earth's wobble, you know how we're tilted on an axis?
Mm-hmm.
This year it actually faces, the Earth's axis faces the direct alignment of the center of the Milky Way galaxy.
This is all fact and science, by the way.
Yes. So, and it's been going on for quite a while. So what 2012 is all about, first of all, I want to clear the air. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's a shift in consciousness. And it does not end in 2012. It actually, one of the Mayan calendars ends on October 28th, 2011, which is only a couple of months away. So this misconception of December 21st, 2012, we're all baffled by where the hell did this number come from and why is there such a big deal made of this?
And we're familiar with the ages. I mean, there's songs about it, the age of Aquarius.
Exactly.
Wasn't it that Jesus was in the age of Pisces and that's where the fish comes from?
Exactly. That's right. Again, you follow the symbolism, you will absolutely have a better understanding of history,
and
without
a
doubt.
And so we are moving into literally a new age, and the age of
Aquarius, which is about humanity. It's about space travel. It's about reaching out to our fellow humans in other galaxies. Mm. And they are real, my friends. If you investigate this subject like I have, you will realize that this is very real. But this period in time right now, they were trying to warn us or prepare us for major changes in every aspect of our lives, from economic, socially, spiritually, intellectually, you name it. And it's all coming at us at once.
And again, this is all based on fact. I mean, these are all things. We know that it takes us 24 hours, to get around the sun. So they've built observatories. I mean, I've been there. I've seen it. They have observatories that are on perfect, absolute magnetic north and south.
Exactly.
They didn't have any of the tools, any of the satellites that we have today. But their predictions and their the way they've mapped the skies and how they've outlined what was going to happen for us is solid.
Absolutely. I personally believe that all of these ancient cultures had help. Because when you read the ancient Sumerian text, the tablets that were discovered,
like Stonehenge,
the
pyramids,
they talk about a civilization that came to Earth and helped sort of biologically create more of humanity. Okay, this is not me saying this. This is the ancient Sumerian text. There's 22,000 tablets that were discovered in the 1800s. And Zachariah Sitchin, who's just recently passed away this year, talks about this in his books, about how these cultures came here, and they looked human like us, you know, and they helped humanity. So I do believe personally that many of these ancient cultures had help. Because there's no way we could map out 88 constellations in our sky at that time. There's no way. So they, something or someone had to have known more about space and travel and so on and so forth. So that aside, they were able to forecast or go into the future and see what was going to happen. And they actually are, have predicted all of these changes that are coming. Now, it's up to us what we do with it, because consciousness is alive and it's constantly shifting. There's no predestination. We may think there is, and to a certain extent there may be some, but we have the consciousness to change the future. In other words, right now we're in fear mode. Most of the planet is like, I'm not sure what's going on. I can only speak for our country, but we're not sure where we're going, what we're doing. That is a lower vibration. That is fear. That is hesitation. That is, I'm not sure. We must get away from that and say, we will do the best we can. We understand this is a tough cycle right now. We also have to realize, like you said earlier, get away from the negative news. Turn off your televisions. Don't listen to that nonsense. Because I hate to say this, but there are a group of people in this world, especially in this country, that are trying to keep people, you know, locked in fear.
So that they can have more control.
Exactly, more power and control.
Well, there's a very small group of people that control. I mean, most media, unlike Voice America, is controlled by corporate media, and that's going to be controlled by the corporate dollars. And the message you're going to hear is what is in alignment with the money coming in. Where here you've got incredible networks, including KWSS, which is independent, that, you know, gives you freedom of speech and the opportunity to have a voice and have a thought and have an original thought and opinion and share good information. And that's what I love about the work that you do. And you offer so many free and often just extremely inexpensive little seminars, $20, $30, $50, so that people can have more information and make better informed decisions. You're not trying to preach anything to anybody. You're just trying to say, these are facts, you know, like the movie Loose Change. This is science and math. This is what was going on. These are things you might not have heard about. They're not trying to persuade you one way or the other. They're just trying to say, make a better informed decision with more information. If you still decide that this was this, then that's fine. But at least get your information from a source that hasn't been edited.
Absolutely. And that is the beauty of technology. You know, technology has revolutionized our lives in such a way. But it's also equaling the playing field. It's equalizing the playing field.
Look how much faster truth is coming out.
Exactly. You have a cell phone. You have the internet on it. You could easily access, you know, information from around the world. That is the beauty of technology, you know, and these controlling factors or these corporations that run the world basically see this as a threat, you know. But it, in a way, it is empowering humanity to understand what is really happening. And thank goodness for that power. But I also want to make a point that during all these changing times, what's also changing is our belief system. What people used to believe or continue to hold on to a belief that's not going to work for them anymore. And, you know, there's many different types of beliefs. You know, you have religious beliefs where you think this is the way it is. And then all of a sudden, science, technology, or new information is revealed. And that's going to change that belief that you have. So be prepared for that, because subconsciously that could be very, destructive in a way. You're like, oh my God, I believe this all my life and now this has changed. Oh, I had this certain notion in mind and I believed in this was going to be, and then all of a sudden that's changed.
The Catholic Church.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know, these things that people believe in and then different things happen and, you know, disrupt
exactly.
our faith in what we
exactly.
believed in, and then we question.
Here's what my suggestion would be. If you want to believe, you believe in that you are a powerful spiritual being having a human experience, and that you are connected to a source that is sort of unlike anything we've ever experienced. I've had two friends that literally crossed over. They saw the light. They went to the blue light. They connected with family members. They reconnected with the source. And they came back to talk about it, and you had to see the look in their eyes. It was just like, I connected with something that I cannot vocalize, I cannot explain, okay? And it wasn't a gray-haired man. It wasn't a figure, so to speak. It was an energy that they reconnected with. So what is that telling us? And I've read hundreds of stories like this, you know, where people have reconnected. They realize that we are all connected to this source and that we are pure energy.
It's interesting that you'd say that, and we've been doing so much on branding, branding lately, and people don't understand. Conscious branding is that. It's what are your God-given universal gifts that you've been given to help you realign them and make sure they're showing up in your business, in the way you're communicating your business, so that you will reconnect to source.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to know, you know, sort of your birthday and what that means and maybe the astrology.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
We're going to take a very quick break. But soon as Mercury gets out of retrograde is my birthday. So I'm like looking forward to that. Hopefully. I don't know. You're going to tell me if I should or not.
You've got a new moon on your birthday. So
awesome. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Mac Newton on Fear.
Four frogs are sitting on a log. Three frogs decide to jump off. How many frogs are left? If you said one, you're wrong. The correct answer is four. Deciding to jump and jumping are two entirely different things. It takes courage to jump. You have to overcome your fears in order to jump. The greatest threat to success in human life is fear. Fear is the cause of more unhappiness and unfulfillment than almost anything else. It is a treacherous enemy that can paralyze you, steal your peace of mind, steal your dreams, and enslave you. Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "We are afraid of truth, afraid of fortune, afraid of death, and afraid of each other." Fear is a primary cause of all negative emotions and certainly the main culprit behind most problems in human relationships.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
It's a little cooler out there today, although quite humid, but sometimes it does feel as though you're walking on the sun here in Phoenix. And I'm glad to have a little reprieve from 115, which makes me feel even more insane. Oh my gosh, the show goes way too fast when you're on Joseph, because we could spend an hour or two alone just on the Mayan calendar and 2012 predictions, Mercury retrograde, the planets. We do have some, and again, you don't have to believe this stuff, but you might want to at least pay a little bit of attention because it really does help you and spill over. And I don't know that if you're aware, but I believe it's J.P. Morgan that said billionaires have psychics and astrologers. Millionaires don't. But, I mean, people that work in those realms, in the markets, in things that are science or logic-based, pay attention. They are very aware of the world and their surroundings, both on this planet and others. And really, our whole life revolves around our calendar and the clock, which is predicted by the planets and the spinning of the Earth. So it's not that far out. And if you're paying attention to what's going on, we are in Mercury retrograde. Notice before you blow up that there's communication problems, perhaps. Something you have said might be communicated or heard differently than even you intended or the recipient. So try not to freak out. So you have us through today, Mars opposes Pluto with a square. We've talked about that, squaring Uranus. On the 21st, Venus enters Virgo. And then on the 23rd, the Sun enters Virgo. Yay, I'm Virgo. And then on the 26th, the planet Mercury goes direct, means back in full swing. And there's a new moon on my birthday. So let's talk about me.
Absolutely. Well, it's all about the Virgo, sure. Well, Virgos, it's just around the corner where more opportunity comes your way, especially with Venus and the Sun there. Venus represents partnerships and communication and contracts and agreements with other people. And in Virgo, we have a tendency to work a little harder, you know, and be more perfection-oriented. So, and with the Sun there, it's more of a responsibility of creating something new that helps others. You know, so with that new moon in Virgo, this is definitely an opportunity for you and all Virgos out there, or anybody with a strong Virgo, to move forward with their job, with their work, with personal situations. It's a little tough for personal relationships, though, because Venus in Virgo tends to be a little nitpicky. Mm-hmm. You know, littlest thing. Oh, why are you doing that? Oh, why are you doing that? You know, there's a tendency for that because Virgo is the perfectionist. So, just try not to go to that place and get too
anal.
Too, okay, yeah, I was going to use less.
It's okay. It's a good and bad quality.
Exactly. You know, but it's all going to be about taking responsibility. It's also good for health. It's a good time to look at our diets and say, okay, what did we do better here? How could we change it up? Could we go more towards vegetarian or simpler foods that are going to be healthier for us and stuff like that?
Sure. Yeah.
So it's like our consciousness shifts. And you're absolutely right when we talk about the planets. It's not all hocus pocus, because when you understand this, you begin to see the bigger picture. You know, you begin to see the cycles. Okay, we're going through this cycle, and this feels like this, and, you know, things are becoming more aware. And you're absolutely right. You know, these corporations have used astrology for as far back as I could remember, you know, and all the ancient cultures have. And J.P. Morgan's statement, if I may, I did have that up on my website at one time, my other website, is that millionaires don't use astrologers, billionaires do.
Okay.
And he would know, because – you know, this is a man who was one of the wealthiest in the world at the time, and basically it's Chase Morton, Manhattan Bank, or Chase Bank, and you see where they are. You know, they've become one of the most dominant banks in the world. Mm-hmm. And why? Because they follow a certain trend, or a certain pattern, you know. So it's understanding the cycles. Once you understand the cycles, that's knowledge that potentially powerful knowledge that you could utilize, mm-hmm. you know. So, yes, it's a very good month. Towards the end of the month, we will begin to feel a better shift coming in for all of us, like more energy or dynamic. We'll start feeling it next week as the T-square starts to move away.
And I think in general, I mean, all of us, again, go make that to-do list. Make that, because I think for a lot of us, we only feel good about ourselves when we're being productive. Mm-hmm. So this is not a time to do something new, to create a new relationship, a new contract. But you can revisit all those things that have been on your mind that, you know, you've wanted to do and you haven't done them. So we still feel really productive crossing those things off. And then at the end of the month, when Mercury's direct, we can move forward and feel free and be energized and have given ourselves permission to kind of relax. And just remember, if it has an RE in front of it, it's a good time to do it. You know, revisit this, re-energize, regroup,
exactly.
Clean, purge, create. And in fact, that's so true. I mean, you have to create room for new things. So get rid of anything old that's holding you back, whether it's a feeling or an energy, or it's something emotional, or if it's a physical item. You know, things hold energy. And then go grab some sage and purge, you know, do a little smogging, or what do they call that?
Yeah, smudging.
Smudging.
Even candles, if you just light a nice candle that you like, an aroma. And it's all about the intention, the motivation, you know. You don't have to become a voodoo priest or priestess. It's just that you set an intention, you know. And you want to set the intentions during new moons, because they're the most powerful. Full moons are bringing something to light, and maybe a need to end something, like today's full moon. So, you know, I would definitely do a little meditation, something like, I'm so grateful for all the experiences I'm having in my life, and it's time now to move forward in this direction. I must I will let go of my old belief system, and whatever it is that you create, just a little meditation. That's it. And, you know, if you want to light a candle, make it more solidify that belief, that's fine too, you know. And then just let it go and just realize that the changes are coming much faster. So that's the one thing the Mayans talk about, is that change and everything is coming at us much faster. So this is why I keep advocating we must learn
including
to be flexible.
Including karma. Karma comes around a lot faster, too.
Well,
good karma and bad karma.
That's right. And Saturn is in Libra. Saturn is the karma planet.
Balancing the scales of justice for all you wrongdoers out there.
Pretty much. That's it. So we're going to continue to see that as well. You know, each planet represents a different area, and it's in a different sign. So it definitely represents changes in those areas. That the best way is, you know, if you get a personal consultation by myself or another astrologer or something, they will give you a better insight to what is happening in your life.
Personally, again, because different things going on can mean different things to different people. So just because this is going on, I feel it because I'm major Virgo, but I, you know, respect it. But to someone else, it could mean something else. But in general, it means slow down. So it's really important to, how can people reach you directly?
They could visit my main website, which is planetswithin.com. And I just put up a new website, which is not complete yet, just josephpanthony.com. And then I have my business site, which is astrologicalstrategies.com. So they could reach me there, or if they want to email me, joe@planetswithin.com is probably the best email address. And there's plenty of information on those sites, you know, and sign up for my newsletter. I do personal consultations. I'm doing more presentations, more radio shows, which is great. And I just do this because I just need to inform people of what's happening
and
hope to keep
to
them aware.
Very soon have you here with your own radio show on Voice America. So I know that's something that's coming up in the next year or so, or sooner. I mean, before the end of the year, perhaps, because you do so many wonderful things for so many people, Joseph. And what I love about you is that your intention is just to educate so that people can make their own better informed decision. You're not trying to shove anything down anybody's throat to say, look, here's something you might not know. See how you feel about it. Think about it and have the facts. They can also reach you at 480-463.
That's my office number, 463-1540.
480-463-1540. And if you've missed any portion of this broadcast, you can find it on Podomatic. You can just Google Michelle Kaur and it will come up. Also, if you're one of our Facebook friends, it will be posted probably tomorrow on their site. And then we'll have, by Monday or Tuesday, thanks to Michael Mitchell, we will have the podcast individually posted. So, Joseph, thank you so much for joining me today. And I very much look forward to having you back. Hopefully on a monthly basis, especially since once my new moon happens and then I get that new contract that I'm waiting for. So I'll keep you posted on that.
Girl,
you might even know before I do.
Yeah.
So don't touch that dial. We'll be back on the other side with more Michelle Kaur, 6 Degrees.
Giving me something I need, and I don't ever want.
stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
And behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kor.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix. Today's theme is star power. Joining me shortly is culinary celebrity Zoran Klisara, Tommaso Maggiore, and Chef Doug Havens from Tommy V's to tantalize your taste buds. Now we have Marcy Byrne, Ken, and Marcy Marg, National Marketing Directors of Envato International, to help you launch your brand and your business by harnessing the power of group buying and social media networking. It's so wonderful to have you all here in the studio for several reasons. One, it's always the best energy. And two, this is such an incredible opportunity for so many people. We know that the only security out there is creating your own. And I don't talk a lot about what I do on my show. I help people have a voice and get their message out to the masses. But the other thing that I do is I'm a media consultant and a strategist. And when I work with people, I teach them how to brand, land their brand, and also launch their brand and use different media tools. However, there's other programs out there that aren't really in alignment with the target market that my client is trying to reach. There's other programs that offer deep discounted coupons, and it causes them to have to devalue their product for one, and also have too much of a cut in their margin. But with Envato, the main mission of the company is three things. They have three incredible products, but more importantly, they really love creating relationships with people and put them in charge of their own destiny, because the only security is to create our own destiny right now. Is that right?
Absolutely. That's right.
So we've got Ken and Marcy, and Marcy's times two. So Ken, tell us about, now all of you are so excited to have you because you're really at the head of Envato and you work so closely with the owners and in other organizations, other companies, other corporations. We don't get that kind of hands-on contact directly from the top, let alone anybody on the lower end of the totem pole having the opportunity to work with people above. And the way that this company is designed, no one above you can actually benefit unless everyone benefits. And I love working within a team aspect. So how did you get involved in Envato?
Well, we got involved from Marcy Byrne. Marcy Byrne is our upline. She brought us into the business. And Marcy, do you want to tell the story more?
Well, what I happen to love about this opportunity, too, is we were in oriented and introduced to this opportunity through our dearest friend. And that's how this business works. It's about sharing a wonderful, phenomenal opportunity with people you know. And it's a gift because, as you said, Michelle, so beautifully, with the business model of our company, it's about a group working together to become successful. It's so unlike traditional business in that you have one person at the top. But in this opportunity, everybody, like you said, when you talked about being in control of your own destiny, everybody has the opportunity to reach the top position in the company, and you create the income you want. And for my husband and I, we really didn't have exposure or experience in this industry. And to be able to reach the top position in a company by the company teaching you and supporting you and mentoring you, it's amazing to get into a business where you can have no experience, but yet you can, they give you everything you need to learn and know and understand to get to the top of the company. And it just creates a culture of working together, an atmosphere that actually I've become addicted to, because everybody works together to support and make everybody successful.
Well, we were visiting with psychic astrologer Joseph Anthony right before this, and we were talking earlier about everything is energy. And yes, there's been a huge shift in the energy and the planet and who we are and what we're doing and in our economy. And we're re-looking at the world differently, and we're re-evaluating what's important to us. And now, maybe like no other time, or maybe since the 1930s, has family and friends and freedom been important. And the time that we're spending at work when we could be spending with our loved ones is crucial, you know, as well as being able to provide, you know, a roof over our heads and food on the table. And to be able to work with a company that recognizes these things and wants to help other people as much as they're helping themselves, because much like the work I do, help me help you. We're here to support you in any way if you're committed to being a part of this. So, Marcy, you're really the kingpin here, linchpin of, you know, because of you, you've brought everyone together. And I met you through my dear friend, Kelly Hendon, who's on hold. So, Kelly, I can't see you, but you are welcome to speak up at any time. And everybody that appears on my show, for anybody new listening today or a new recent Facebook.
Good morning.
Morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
You know, I've been in radio for 11 years and in media for 15, and everything that I do is to promote, to help you find better information, to improve your life, whether it's, you know, emotionally, financially, in your career, in your relationship, in your health, in your wellness, but just to provide good information so that you can make better informed decisions. And nobody gets on my show unless I know them personally or they come to me through somebody that I trust. And I get hit with a million phone calls and a million emails and God knows how many Facebook comments. And so when my friend Kelly came to me and said, Michelle, you need to look at this, the first, of course, three times I ignored her. Although I love her dearly, I was just like, oh my God, I can't be hit with like one more thing. And she was so persistent, and I am so grateful, because I wouldn't know anyone in the room today if it weren't for Kelly. But Kelly said, this is really a fit for you. I want you to look at this. So take 15 minutes and review it. And sure enough, in the first 15 minutes at Marcy's house that this was revealed to me, I understood it instantly. And because my business is all about helping people launch their brand, launch their business, be seen, be heard, be a star, this is a perfect fit for me, but also so many people that I know. And what I like about it too is it's, I'm not shoving anything down anybody's throat. I'm not pushing it on them. I'm saying, this is what this is. If you like it, great. I'll tell you more. If you don't, I'll see you later. Maybe you have a friend that's interested. But how did you become involved in Envato? And then that's how you met Kelly, correct?
Correct. Well, I met Kelly through Joel, actually. That's how I met her. But I got introduced. I've been a Phoenix person for 20 years. Moved from Ohio, and one of my trips to Ohio, I was fortunate enough to meet one of the founders of this business who were really fortunate enough to have coming to Arizona.
Next weekend,
awesome. Right, August 19th and 20th at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort at 5401 North Scottsdale Road. And they are going to be doing a presentation at 9:45 a.m. on Saturday. So people can listen to the actual founders who are going to talk about how people can get involved and change their lives. This is a vehicle that has come around. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I don't say that lightly, that people that are willing to go to work will have this vehicle to transform their lives and be able to be in control. We are not selling any products. Our whole theme for our company is saving people money on bills they have to pay anyway.
And that's what you became so passionate about.
That was what hit me.
When Envato first started, it was actually UCI, Utilities Choice International. And so what you were passionate about was helping people save on their electric bill. Now, I think there's only maybe 8 states or so that have deregulated the electricity. But most of us probably have friends or family in those states. And then very soon in Arizona, electricity will be deregulated for corporations. So no problem. It's live radio. So you started just introducing the concept of people say, oh, you might like to save some money on things you're already paying for. And then that company began to grow because they saw other needs and niches that they wanted to fill. And like in any organization, the integrity and everything starts at the top. And so the people that came together to form Envato were very passionate about, one, helping others create the lifestyle and the freedom that they had to live their passions, whether that was travel or spend time with their family or experience the world, whatever that might be. And that's how you got involved. So their first product was UCI. And then what happened?
Well, the company what attracted me was that I could go to people that I knew, friends and family, and save them money on their gas bills. And then the company wanted to have something where they could provide this vehicle for people in every state, every country, and every continent. And then came the idea of daily referral, which is second generation group buying at its best. There have been a lot of group buying sites, and it's always what the group buying site determines that this should be, and they pretty much are in control. We're coming out with daily referral. We're in a pre-launch state, nothing like getting in before something's even happened yet. And we're about putting the business in the driver's seat and letting them do the deals that fit their parameters. If it's something that they want to do, they get a deal on something and they want to send it out immediately. It's on their terms, on the business's terms, on the business's time. And it's what the business decides they want to do at no outlying cost to the business, which is very important during this economy. I think we all could agree that many advertising agencies have gone out of business and advertising budgets are not what they were before because of what the economy has brought.
Well, and that's a really important aspect, Marcy. I mean, most people don't know that when you have a business or start a business, a good 25 or 30% of your profits need to go back into advertising and marketing. But it's very important to use the right, what I call launch vehicles that you're doing that in. And the reason Coke still advertises is not because none of us have heard of Coke. It's to keep you top of mind. So that needs to show you why advertising is so important. You see Coke out there. You see Pepsi out there. We can't all compete with them, obviously. And being in front of the wrong platform won't help us either. So when we come back, we're going to talk about my favorite product of the three that Envato offers is the daily referral. And there are opportunities for all of you out there listening that are consumers, that are business owners, and that might be looking for a new stream of income. So there's three different opportunities for you to partake, and then you'll get to meet the founders directly. They're going to be in town next week. And again, there's not a lot of opportunities to be hands-on to the head of an organization, and if you have questions, to get them directly from the top, which is what I get to do in media. So we're going to take a very quick break. We'll be back with my dear friend Kelly, and we're going to talk about daily referral. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, Michelle Kaur of 6 Degrees Media. In today's market, establishing yourself as an expert in the media through radio, television, print, internet, and social networking is essential to the success of your business. 6 Degrees Media can help you be seen, be heard, and be the buzz. Consistency in your messaging and brand alignment across all media is key. True branding is communicating to your target market what makes your company, service, or product honest, meaningful, and different. Six Degrees can help you save time and money by aligning your messaging, print material, audio, social media, email marketing, and web optimization. Increase your visibility, credibility, and establish a loyal customer base. Each step is customized to your business, industry, audience, and public relations objectives. The result is a fully actionable plan and go-to-market strategy. To learn more, call me, 602-820-STAR. That's 602-820-7827. Or visit DegreesMedia.com.
Talk. That's all we do is talk. Yeah! If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Of my home cell phone or computer, wherever I may be. And joining us now, if you just tuned in, well, you're a little late, but you can catch the podcast. We're visiting with Marcy Byrne, Marcy and Ken Marg, National Marketing Directors of Envato International, to help you launch your brand and your business by harnessing the power of group buying and social media networking. Also on the line is my dear friend Kelly Hendon, also of Danny's Car Wash and the Lost Angels Foundation of Hope. And Kelly, thanks to you, I was introduced to this incredible opportunity, which not only is something for me to use personally as a consumer who wants to save on goods and services I'm always buying, but as a mentor to the clients that I serve, to help them have a larger audience for their goods, products, and services. But tell me a little bit about your story. I know you're very passionate about this because it also funds something that's very near and dear and close to your heart.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. And I just want to thank you for having me on the show this morning. And you're sitting with true champions in the industry and in Envato. They have been mentors of mine, and I just want to tell them all thank you. And in a lot of ways, Michelle, you've been a mentor of mine also. You've done a lot of help with me with my nonprofit, Lost Angels. But a reason I got into the business is not only because I wanted to take charge of my own financial life. I found a way now that I can support and fund my nonprofit, Lost Angels Foundation of Hope. So that really, really excites me.
Well, I mean, there's so many people that have incredible reasons or passions that they want to fund, and it usually comes down to money, and this is a means to an end. But the great thing about it, I mean, I'm great at being everybody's cheerleader evangelist. You know, I can get behind a product and understand it and pitch the heck out of it because I truly believe in it. But it's exciting for me to be able to do this because it's helping so many people for whatever they want to create. I mean, they dictate the plan, and it's so different than anything that exists in corporate America, and Ken's going to tell us about that, in addition to anything we've seen in network marketing before. And yes, this is network marketing, but there's nothing more powerful than word of mouth. But if you actually got paid for word of mouth, that's really powerful. And to be able to do it in a medium, again, a million people approach me with, I got an opportunity for you, Michelle, and I like shut down and crawl under the table because most of these opportunities, I can't use my tools in which I get in front of my audience for. I couldn't have the national marketing directors or even the president of the company, Damon Mintz, on my radio show to tell other people about it. And I am awful at selling anything to anyone. I just like to give you the information, you make a decision. So with Daily Referral, I say, this is the website. go look. You're either a consumer or a business or both. Go sign up. Someone will be in touch with you. And to evaluate this from the business standpoint, because that's mainly what I'm passionate. I love helping consumers, but business owners, this is for you. Number one, I'm sure you've heard of Groupon or Living Social. They're great for certain products and demographics. If you have a higher demographic audience, a higher product, most of the clients that I work with cannot devalue their product at 50%. Number one, they don't have the margin, and number two, it takes away from what they're doing. Most likely, you're not going to go to a plastic surgeon who's offering 50% off, okay? There's certain things you don't price shop, number one. Number two, those mediums let you market to that crowd once a year, not reach back to that consumer over and over and over again. Second, they do not give you a presence, a storefront, a fan page, if you will, all the time to be up 24/7. So look at us. We're in Phoenix. It's still 100 degrees out, but it's going to be September very soon. And guess what? All the snowbirds are coming back. And when they come into town and they want to know where the best pizza is, place to get their haircut, psychic astrologer, radio show they should listen to, they can go on to Daily Referral and Google what they want. Also, as a consumer, you guys are sick of being hammered with multiple messages of things you're not interested in. Consumers get a profile that will tell them, hey, this is who I am. This is what I want you to market to me. I don't care about fishing stuff or pizza. I want spa treatments. I want massages. You know, so the consumer gets to have a voice in what they want to be marketed to. The business owner gets to have a choice in what they want to promote, whether it's 5%, 10%, or 50% off. Like you said, Marcy, they're in the driver's seat. And Ken, again, you come from a background in corporate America and tremendous education behind you, University of Michigan graduate. You know, how have you become so passionate about Envato?
Well, I became passionate about Envato sort of one step at a time. I got introduced to the industry. My perception wasn't that the industry was something that I wanted to be a part of, because as I went through my education, as I got my MBA, this is back in 1979, I was introduced to network marketing like a lot of people are, in the way that I was sort of prevailed upon to buy a product or service at a price that I really wasn't interested in paying, or price higher than I thought that I should be paying. And so it wasn't until I got acquainted with a business model where we're not trying to sell a product or service. What we're trying to do is save people money, or provide a vehicle by which people can buy things they want anywhere, anyway, at tremendous savings. Then I got excited about the business. Because I'm like a lot of people, and I think, as you just said, I don't like to be sold things. I like to buy things, and I like to buy what I want. I want to buy it when I want it. I don't want things pushed onto me. So everything about the business made a lot of sense to me. The side of buying things that I wanted, or prices I wanted to pay. I like the idea of working with people that I want to work with. This is the first opportunity I had to bring in good friends of mine, and people that I've known throughout the years, people that I had friends from college or from graduate business school, or at different points in my life where I've lived in different cities, that I can reconnect and work with. So it's just been a tremendous amount of fun, as well as we're laying the foundation for a lifetime of residual income.
And there's no greater security than that. My favorite thing is the tremendous amount of education, support, and resources. And, again, I don't have time to go sell people on things. I need to promote things that sell themselves. And I did reach out to, you know, many of my dear friends, especially connectors, people with huge databases, people whose business is servicing other companies, clients, and customers. And, you know, easily 4 out of 5 of them that look at it say, oh my gosh, this is me. I need to do this. And the presentation, which will be happening on the 19th and 20th, if people want to get involved, they can contact Marcy directly, but you'll get to meet the founders. And if you're looking at new streams of income, something which does not involve you pitching products or services to other people, in fact, the company directly will work with the clients. All you're doing is word of mouth. It's truly daily referral. You're going to refer this out over and over and over to other people. And if you decide to become a rep to the company, you're going to get a little mini residual as a customer, as a business owner, and as a rep. So in 15 minutes of seeing this presentation, which is very brief, you'll have a clear understanding of what the product is. There's some incredible videos out there right now. Daily referral, the number 4 biz, daily referral, the number 4 biz.com. Wow, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, if you're not signed up by the time you watch that in 3 minutes, I don't know what I can tell you. Marcy, how can they reach you directly so that they can attend? I think it's at the DoubleTree Resort next weekend, next Saturday morning at 9:45.
Sure. Anybody feel free. You can call me at 602-561-2800. I will give you all the particulars. That's 602-561-2800, or you can go to www.envatoaz.com. That's envatoaz.com.
And Kelly, I know you had one more thing you wanted to add, but you're working with some extremely well-known, globally known professionals that really promote the only security is creating your own and how good the value of network marketing is.
Yes. You know, we're really good friends with Robert and Kim Kiyosaki, and, you know, they believe, really truly believe in the industry, and building wealth through residual income is the way to go. And I just want to say to all of you women out there that are looking to create your own financial freedom, what Kim Kiyosaki says is a woman cannot be free until she is financially free. And, you know, I really, really, really strongly believe in that. And I'm taking charge of my own financial life. And like Damon Mintz said to, I think Marcy Byrne was standing there, and Marcy Marg got up the stage, and he said there's only one thing missing, and that's more women walking across that stage at national events. And I truly, truly believe that. And so I really, really want to promote that. So I hope a lot of women are at the executive luncheon and the next weekend's event.
And you know what's been so wonderful about you, Kelly, and Marcy, is to have women mentors that help each other. That's an oxymoron, which shouldn't be. But it's been so refreshing to have such an incredible group of amazing women around me that are equal or better than me that reach down and help you up because they really want to see you achieve. And if you don't get where you want to be, if you don't reach your goals, desires, and passions, they don't elevate to the next level either. So it's a very unique, we'll have to do another show on this because we're out of time, but
yeah.
It's a very unique format. And I just want to thank you again, because if I didn't listen to Kelly, I wouldn't be here today. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to be working with Marcy and Ken as well. So I hope to see everyone. I won't be there, but you'll be in the best of hands. If you want more information, you can go to Envato4biz.com, 45940. That's Envato, the number 4, biz.com. /, 45940, or you'll catch this on our podcast, and I'll make sure it's posted on Facebook, and you have all the details to attend next weekend's event, the 19th and 20th. We'll be back on the other side with actually someone who signed up for Daily Referral, my very good friends from Tommy V's.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5, 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5, your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Get your weekly wake-up call for the oblivious. Tune in every week for Rant and Rave Radio with your hosts, Nathan Jetstream Jet and Mike Hardcore Elmore. Nothing is off our table.
In fact, there's more on it than we care to talk about.
It's a common-sense perspective on the people and happenings going on around us every single day. Leave it to Mike and Nathan to educate you on politics and society. Tune in to Rant and Rave Radio every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Midnight.
love is king. When boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore.
I don't know what gets better than pasta fazool, unless it's calorie-free, of course, which it is. We're visiting with culinary celebrities Zoran Klisara and Tommaso Maggiore. Is Chef Doug going to be joining us, too? No, he's not. Okay. From Tommy V's Urban Kitchen Bar to tantalize your taste buds. What an honor it is to have you both here in the studio today. And again, all my listeners know that the only people that come on my show are people that I truly love and adore, that have incredible business services or products or other tasty treats for you. I had the pleasure of meeting Zoran. Zoran, I think it's been since like 1994. I used to lay out my old roommate's pool and talk to Zoran when you worked at Marco Polo, which is a whole different lifetime ago. And you've been a celebrity in the Culinary Institute of Arizona, I should say, here for many, many years. And this is the first time that you and Tommaso have come together in an incredible joint venture. I don't think Tommaso needs an introduction because I think we've all been to Tommaso's. It's one of my favorite places. We've known it for the incredible cuisine. And you two have come together to create Tommy B's Urban Bar and Kitchen.
Urban Kitchen and Bar.
Urban Kitchen and Bar. Thank you.
Well, I wouldn't call it celebrity. I have been around for a long time.
I don't know anybody that doesn't know you.
Thank you, Michelle. Correct. I met Michelle maybe 12, 13 years ago, and ever since we stay in contact. But I have been working with Marco Polo at the time, and then we opened some master restaurants, and yes, I work also for Lance at the Hermosa Inn, and then with the Fred Unger, and now with Tommaso, whom I know for many years, we finally opened something which I always wanted to be involved in, and it is in Scottsdale, the new Tommy V location. It's on the corner of Scottsdale and Indian School. And, you know, we open in the middle of the summer. So far, it's going well, and hope to continue like this.
Well, tell us about how you blended your two passions together, because it's got a little bit of Tommaso's in it. Of course, it's Tommy V, so named after you. But the cuisine is different. It's got a little bit of blended from both.
That's correct. You know, it's not as formal as Tommaso is, Tommy V's. It's a more fun, got a lots of new salads and lighter foods and a lot more reasonable, I guess, you know, for what's going on with the economy. We decided, me and Zoran, to have the price very, very affordable right now.
Well, it's extremely affordable. The ingredients are very fresh, mm-hmm. very flavorful, and many of the dishes are completely unique. Mm-hmm. You also offer happy hour from 11 a.m. Yeah. until 6:30.
That's great.
It doesn't get any better than that.
We want to be happy all day long, and now a happy hour.
I've never seen you not happy.
Happy hours.
Happy hours, yes, it should be. Yeah. But you have a happy hour menu that's consistent all day, and then you have a secondary menu.
It's not secondary. It's the dinner menu also, which is that set to 6:30.
And you have a lot of organic, and I noticed you seem to have
organic,
a lot of very fresh local ingredients.
We have a lot of gluten-free, you know. People are very conscious nowadays on what they eat, so we designed the menu to make like a lot less fatty foods and so on, so it worked out very well. You know, people really do enjoy it.
Well, I haven't made it through the entire menu yet, but I was so honored to have you guys be a part of our recent branding, landing, and launching event, and I got to sample several more things. Mm-hmm. Some of my favorite things so far have been the short rib sliders. You actually don't have to chew them.
That's right.
You just, they melt in your mouth, and then you can just savor them briefly and swallow because they're so incredibly tender. And I don't know what that special sauce is you put on there.
Well, the special sauce is, you know, I don't know if you understand the word braising. What you do, you cook the short ribs. Number one, you're going to start with the right product, which we happen to buy prime beef.
Right.
And then we braise it with the mirepoix, which is carrots, celery, and onions. And then we cook slowly for about 3 hours, very slow, cooked in wine and demi-glaze. And that's what makes it so tender, which it falls apart. That's why you like it so much.
It's incredible, like, and it's so savory and different than anything I've tasted before. So, again, so many of your menu items are unique and different. And right. When I brought my friends there, they thought, oh, my gosh, wow, let's talk about your butternut squash raviolis.
Butternut squash ravioli, and also we have another ravioli, which is spinach ricotta and truffle. It's made in-house, you know, and that is what I like the most out of the menu. Of course, I've been an Italian. I love pasta.
Now, where are you from in Italy?
I'm from Sicily.
Okay, so now I'm 100% Italian, but I'm a mutt. And unfortunately, my great-grandparents never spoke Italian to my grandparents so that they could talk about them behind their back. So I don't know Italian. My grandmother's from Sicily. My dad's from Calabria. And my grandfather's from Rome. So
wow.
I'm 100% Italian, but I'm mixed. Now, my grandfather from Rome will tell you that my grandmother from Sicily is not actually Italian. That, but, you know, we debate that all the time.
Because they're jealous.
That's what I thought.
Yes, yes.
And how long have you been in the U.S.?
I've been in the U.S. since 1971. I've been in Arizona since 1976.
And how did we get so lucky to have you here? Because, I mean, I don't know anyone that doesn't know Tommaso's.
Yes, well, I came here on vacation in the middle of the winter from New York, and it was a beautiful day when I left the snow up to my belly button in New York, and I made up my mind right away that's what I wanted to be. I moved here in 76, and Tommaso on 32nd Street and Camelback opened in 1977.
And you've been in that same location?
Same location all these years, yes.
Wow, that says a lot about a company, especially today. But I've been there several times, and it really feels like you've captured the culture of being somewhere else. In Arizona, we have a little bit of trouble with feeling that culture. But when you step in there, it's like you've stepped back in time and into another space.
That's right. You know, we have accomplished that. And I hear this, and I take as a compliment from a lot of people, when they go inside our restaurant, they don't feel like they are in Arizona, but they are in one of those great trattoria that you find in Italy.
Now, your new location, Tommy V's, mm-hmm. that's in Old Town Scottsdale, right off of Indian School and Brown. Now, many people might remember that location having been Jacqueline's or I think mm-hmm. Cafe Carumba.
Right.
The transformation is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. The urban, modern, comfortable, but very warm and inviting casual bar. How did you create that atmosphere? I know you and Zoran did that together, but...
Well, me and Zoran, we were talking about what kind of look we were going to implement at this particular location, and I think, you know, what we accomplished was exactly what we thought in the very beginning when we started talking about the design. We wanted to be comfortable, not intimidating whatsoever. And like, it reflects that people feel comfortable to come in, sit in a bar or have a nice glass of wine in the lounge area, as well as some great appetizer that we offer. And people love it, you know.
Well, there's many different settings between that. Like you said, you could come in, you can enjoy and be comfortable, relaxed at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have an intimate party at the other end of the restaurant
right.
for 20 or 30 or 200 people.
Correct. We have also wonderful private dining room. That accommodates up to about 40 people, and I think we're going to get a lot of use over there. We already have a lot of booking for that particular room for private party, business meetings, bar mitzvah, christening, or whatever. So
you inspired the menu, and together you created the atmosphere, or Zoran, is that more your department?
No, I think we work together on the menu
I think... Well, we started building this restaurant last year in October. It took us 9 months to open it. We opened in the middle of the summer, which is not big plus, but in a way it's a good because we can iron all the bad things which happen when you open the new restaurant until the season comes. And what we did when we first started, we started with with the look, what we're going to do. But we changed it so many times. We had so many change orders with our contractors that that cost us a little more. But we came to the look which we really, really wanted. And I feel very comfortable telling people that Tommaso and I designed the place. We really didn't have an interior designer. And people like it, so.
Well, it's truly beautiful, and it's absolutely transformed. Like, I've been in Jacqueline several times, and I don't see any, there's no recognition whatsoever of the old place. And for me, I'm very sensitive to energy. And, because it's a new economy and different, I'm very selective as to where I go and when I go out, and I always want to support my friends. But I feel very comfortable and at home there. And everyone that I've brought there has had that same experience, not to mention the incredible customer service. And although the menu items are very extensive, and we want to get back to the menu and talk more about your signature dishes, you're very aware that people are sensitive to food allergies, they're being more health conscious, and you're very willing to basically custom create something because everything's prepared very fresh.
Correct.
So some of it comes out very immediately and some of it's a little delay, but you know that it's because it's the highest quality products and ingredients and it's made to order. Mm-hmm. So when you order it is when it begins to be prepared.
To be prepared, that's exactly right. So therefore, we are very sensitive to the people needs, people make special requests, don't no butter or particular spices or whatever. We make those arrangements when we cook the food without interfering with the ultimate taste over that particular dish.
Right, you've thought ahead of yourself. Awesome. You're listening to Michelle Kors 6 Degrees. We're visiting with Tommaso and my very dear friend Zoran, and we'll be back to tell you more about Tommy B's Bar and Urban Kitchen. Did I get it right that time?
Very well.
To tantalize your taste buds. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. When we come back, we'll give you the number to make your own reservation. Of course, walk-ins are welcome.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Support for 6 Degrees provided in part by Video in 5. 5 easy steps to create business videos to cultivate your brand. Stand out in a world of logos, slogans, and brands with Video in 5. Your simple answer to video branding. Find out more info on the web at videon5.com.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and Seventh Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute. Something's wrong, 'cause now it's
hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with a hey Mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey Mambo, no more mozzarella, hey Mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish baccalà and then
it. Okay, I don't know if there's angelada there, but we are visiting with Tommy B's Urban Kitchen and Bar. Zoran Kalsara, my very special friend, and Tommaso Maggiore, owners and co-creators of this incredible place located in the heart of downtown Scottsdale. It's an excellent place to relax, enjoy fine wine, delicious food, a very extensive menu, and of most importantly, the company of good friends. Nothing's more important, and we were talking about that earlier in the show, than to be surrounded by good people and, of course, good food. But for me, it's really important. I mean, I don't have the disposable income I used to. And when I go out, I like to, one, know that I have choice, and two, be in a place where I feel appreciated, as well as someplace that, you know, can adapt to some of my strange food allergies as well. So it was so exciting to see your happy hour menu. And if anybody missed that earlier, happy hour is from 11 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. So nobody has that beat. These are incredible menu items, like $5 sliders, and they are I just forgot what kind of sliders they are again. The short rib sliders. So you don't see short rib. Thank you so much. You don't see short rib sliders everywhere, as well as the butternut squash ravioli, which is truly heavenly. And I've also sampled the calamari marinara, and I haven't had the fig sliders yet, but my girlfriend did. And the lobster bisque soup. There's so many items we could talk about, but what are some of your favorite signature items?
My favorite is the homemade pasta. Of course, I'm an Italian. I love pasta. And we have this pasta trio that we make in-house, which consists of three different pasta. It's one gnocchi and two different style of ravioli. And we make it in-house. We use all organic ricotta as well as some veggies. We have the wild mushroom ravioli.
And I love that you said it's ricotta for all those ricotta people out there.
Yes.
It's not, trust me.
Yes, and then we have the ricotta with spinach and truffle. And they also have a gnocchi stuffed with brie asiago cheese and a brown butter sage sauce.
Tommaso, what is truffle?
Truffle is a type of fungus that is growing in the wild. You know, it's usually used to be picked by the pigs. Now they use to train dogs to get it.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, my last trip, I was in a truffle hunting trip, and that was the most exciting things I've ever done in my life.
Really?
That's
truffle hunting?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's, you know, that stuff, I don't know if you know, but it's extremely expensive.
Yes.
And they train the dogs, they train the baby puppies and get fed by truffle, and they starve them a little bit, and then they crave this aroma, this wonderful aroma of this fungus.
So they can locate it.
And they locate it right away. And then, of course, the truffle guy, you know, pushes the dogs away, digs up with the special tools of the underground. It's usually increases the production around oak trees.
Oh.
So people are planting oak trees everywhere throughout northern Italy now to promote the growth of truffle.
Wow, that's incredible.
Well, if you never had a truffle, you must try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when next time you come in at the restaurant...
I'll be in there on my birthday.
Okay, I'll make you try the truffle.
Okay, great.
Yes.
No counting calories on your birthday.
No calorie on that, really.
Or food allergies. We're just going to throw them all out the window.
No, it's worth it to get a little allergy as long as you try the truffle. Truffle in Italy is known to be a gastronomic pleasure. Yeah.
Well, that's one thing about the Italian culture that's wonderful about being at either of your restaurants is their celebration for life and food and richness.
Absolutely.
And, you know, even in the movie Eat, Pray, Love, they talk about that just a little, but it's something we're so lacking. They appreciate everything, and they truly live in the moment.
I think that is the one of the only few things left in this world that, as we all know, there is a lot of problems economically and so on. But ultimately, the only pleasure left is a great food, like you described it so eloquently, and great friends, and have a glass of wine, and people seem to forget their problems, you know.
Well, those are the memories and the experiences that we really keep with us.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's the time, the quality of the time spent with loved ones or friends.
Correct.
And what better way to do that than over some butternut squash ravioli?
Butternut squash ravioli, that's one of my favorite. We have this particular dish in the restaurants called eggplant torte served with the butternut squash ravioli. Number one is vegetarian. And what it is a multi-layer of a sauteed eggplant with the cheese fondue, which we don't put too much of, otherwise it becomes too fattening. And we share with the butternut squash ravioli, which is, like I said before, is made in house, which we roast the butternut squash, basically. Mm. We put a touch of sage, a little nutmeg, and then we mix it with a little bit of ricotta, which is part skim ricotta, so you don't have to worry about your weight. And it's made with a very light butter sauce with the vegetable stock that is to die for. For somebody who is vegetarian.
Well, I noticed you have a lot for organic, a lot of choices for gluten-free, as well as the opportunity to have a gluten-free pasta. And there's a little bit of everything for anyone.
Correct. You know, the gluten-free has become very popular. Sure. You know, and the last few years, a lot of people have discovered that they're allergic to gluten, flour, whatever.
Gluten-free, vegetarian, organic,
exactly.
All huge.
That's it. No, and we use a lot of local growers for our vegetables, and lettuce, and make our salads.
And that's something else you brought back to our awareness from Italy is the whole slow food movement you know, our food, when you go into Tommy V's, the majority of it is coming a very short distance. You know, your food hasn't traveled 1,500 miles before it got here, and then it's lost the freshness and the quality of the ingredients.
Well, the fact that we live in the Southwest over here, you know, for instance, you know, there is no reason to use any canned tomatoes in the summertime over here, especially because there is so many fresh tomatoes grown locally. And we use the fresh tomato to make all of our sauces, and the marinara sauce as well as the bolognese, which is the meat sauce and so on.
And there's a lot of consumers out there, Tommaso, that, one, appreciate an incredible menu at great prices, but they also really want to support local, and they recognize that when they buy and when they support local, you know, something like 43 or 47 cents per dollar stays right here in Arizona.
Okay.
Versus going to, you know, a national chain where it's like 13 cents. So to have a incredible local restaurant, several of them, locally in the valley, also supporting other local businesses, buying their fruits and vegetables and menu items and probably meats locally, you're really keeping that money here at home and supporting our economy.
Correct. And talking about the chain restaurant, I have a T-shirt, so I got to give it to you. That says, friends don't let friends die in a chain restaurants. So I have another one that you might like, the fact that you're Italian, that says, Italians never die, they just pasta away.
Oh, I love, oh my gosh. Okay, I have to have that one for sure.
All right.
Well, I know that I will be there on my birthday, and if anyone wants to come and join me and buy me a drink or something, that would be fabulous. So I'll be there on the 28th, and I'll talk to you guys about that later. But what other – you have opportunities. Again, there's groups that want to come in. They can have a private room. You can have up to how many? 200 people?
We actually
you can accommodate small intimate parties or large parties.
Yes.
We did a party for the real estate group, which was around 200. But most importantly is that we are open from Monday to Friday every day from 11 till 11. And the happy hour, like you said before, it's from 11 to 6:30. And including all the food which we have available for the happy hour, we also have a company that with the really good quality wines. And we have like 10 different wines by the glass, $5 each, and the same with the white wine and sparkling wine. Saturday and Sunday we are still open from 4 to 11 only because we still didn't decide if we're going to do maybe brunch in a fall, but if we do, we'll start in September.
Well, I'd love to have you back if we're going to be doing brunch. We're actually out of time, but you can go to TommyVScottsdale.com. That's TommyVScottsdale.com. You can also call 480-427-2264. That's 480-427-2264. And what's that?
That's correct. That's the correct number.
We have a Tommy V's Urban Kitchen and Bar in San Diego County.
Oh, in San Diego as well. Yes. Wish I knew that last week. Thank you both. Thank you so much. And let's have you back on when we promote brunch.
Very well. Right.
Thank you, Tommaso.
Thanks,
Zoran.
But I know that I'm never listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.